AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Robert Cremo III, the man accused of killing seven people at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, appeared in court today. Eric Reinhart is the Lake County State's Attorney.
The judge ruled that Robert Cremo III would be held without bond and that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for seven counts of first-degree murder.
Meantime, police in Richmond, Virginia say they thwarted a planned July 4th mass shooting after receiving a tip that led to arrest and the seizure of multiple guns. A source tells the AP Donald Trump's former White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, is scheduled to testify Friday before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. In her testimony before the committee, Cassidy Hutchinson, an aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, talked about what Cipollone said about Donald Trump going to the Capitol January 6th.
We need to make sure that this doesn't happen. This would be legally a terrible idea for us. We have serious legal concerns if we go up to the Capitol that day.
And he talked about if Trump does go to the Capitol on the 6th.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen.
The source tells the AP Cipollone agreed to appear before the committee for a private transcribed interview. Sajid Javid told the British Parliament why he resigned as health minister.
I also believe a team is as good as its team captain, and that a captain is as good as his or her team. So loyalty must go both ways. The events of recent months have made it increasingly difficult to be in that team.
A defiant Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not resign. Two top ministers in all and a slew of junior officials say they could no longer serve under Boris Johnson's scandal-tarred leadership. This is AP News. Many defendants charged in connection with the Capitol riot want their trials moved out of Washington.
Judges in the District of Columbia have consistently rejected more than three dozen requests for a change of venue. The lawyers say that amid televised hearings portraying their clients as insurrectionists, they can't get a fair trial in Washington. Last week, Anthony Robert Williams of Wayne County, Michigan, was convicted on all charges. Ahead of his trial, one prospective juror said a police officer injured in the riot is a close friend. Others recalled their fear for friends who worked on Capitol Hill or lived nearby. Attorneys in two cases against defendants associated with the Oath Keepers group filed to have their trials moved to Virginia. But judges appear to believe the process of weeding out biased jurors is working. Prosecutors say their unblemished record, with more than 300 people pleading guilty and six defendants convicted on all 35 counts, speaks to the strength of the evidence, a lot of it captured on camera or posted by the defendants themselves to social media. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.